Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 44. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 24. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 48. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go into the cooler seasons of the year, the question is, what could your utility rates look like as we go into the cold fronts and the winter season across the state? As according to MoneyGeeks, the latest projection shows that Kansas is one of the fifth largest when it comes to changes in heating bills across the United States. As KSNC News reports, that according to the report that was released by MoneyGeek, they predict that multiple states, including Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, and Illinois, will all see the largest increase in natural gas bills for the cold season. As according to the state-by-state analysis, they say that this year's bills in these states could be expected to increase anywhere between $10 to $15 more per month when compared to last winter. In the state of Kansas, they do predict that the monthly natural gas bills could be roughly $96 with that $9 change in monthly cost compared to last year. As many say, this year's winter could be dramatically cooler than last year's record warm temperatures. Mid-America Network News.
Don't search for a job alone. Kansas Works can help. Your local workforce center is staffed with friendly professionals who've helped thousands of Kansans just like you. Whether you're writing a resume, making a career change, or just aren't sure where to start, Kansas Works has the resources needed to build a quality career. Getting help is easy, and it doesn't cost a thing. Just visit KansasWorks.com to find a workforce center near you. And that's how Kansas works. Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Commerce and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Kick off your weekend with Fox College Football Friday as Purdue and Michigan State pair up in a Big Ten battle at 7. Saturday, it's more college football with Indiana and Ohio State at 11. Then it's a Big 12 battle as Colorado and Kansas face off at Arrowhead Stadium at 2:30. Sunday brings an NFL Week 12 doubleheader with the Cowboys and Commanders at noon. Then the 49ers and Packers at 3:25. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
As the drought continues across the Mid-America region, it has been improving after the last couple rainstorms across the state of Kansas. As according to our partners over at Cake News with Frank Waugh, meteorologist, he says that not only has it been getting better when it comes to the amount of moisture and the water levels at certain reservoirs across the state of Kansas, but we also broke November's rainfall record for the Mid-America region. And he says that's good news, not only for just water levels in general, but specifically for the agricultural community.
Bringing up soil moisture profiles. So there's more moisture in the soil. That's going to go a long way to helping the winter wheat crop and farmers here in Kansas. Getting this good jump start to it can really take it a long way.
That audio from Cake News where they say just in the south central Kansas region, the record 7 inches of rainfall for the month of November has been the wettest November's on record since 1888. But does say the drought is continuing across the Mid-America region. However, it is slowly decreasing. We are expected to have a relatively wet winter season.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers has said earlier this week that his office will be having an ongoing civil and criminal investigation into two different medical cannabis measures in the state. However, he does reassure that it will not be impacting whether he certifies the election results that does legalize medical marijuana in the state. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the news comes after a conference that happened on Tuesday this week about a different lawsuit where he would consider certification regardless of the cannabis-related lawsuits that are ongoing related to timing of an expected judicial ruling after the four-day trial involving the ballot measures. According to the AG, he says that five different constitutional officers will be meeting on December 2nd to determine whether to certify the November 5th election results. During the press conference, both the Attorney General's office and the Secretary of State's office says they have no reason not to certify the election results, quote, unless ordered by the courts to do so otherwise. Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The CMH sales tax exemption gained another half dozen votes in favor after a citizen-requested hand ballot count was completed Tuesday. That brought the final margin to 14 votes, 2,380 yes, 2,366 no. On election nights, no votes prevailed by 8, and in the canvas of ballots with provisional and qualified mail-ins received, the measure passed by 9 votes. The Marysville Advocate reports that a $2,000 cashier's check with a recount request was received from Nicole Woodard of Marysville, and final expenses had not been determined as yet. The count, which began Monday afternoon, was completed early Tuesday afternoon and brought the final margin to 14 votes in favor of extending the CMH sales tax exemption for another 5 years. Application period for the Low-Income Energy Assistance Program opened this week and runs through the end of March. The program provides a one-time-per-year benefit to help income-qualifying households toward winter heating costs. Applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level, with application and details available online at dcf.ks.gov. In addition, the Kansas Cold Weather Rule is available to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments to avoid disconnection of services. A 12-month payment plan may be arranged for residential customers, with more information on the Kansas Corporation Commission website. The Wagon Wheel in Marysville announces new ownership, with current management closing December 21st. No further details immediately available. A McDonald's restaurant is planned in Marysville and will be built on the site where Hardee's stood, which will be torn down. Approval went before the Planning Commission at their last meeting, which is finalizing parking and access at the 20th and Sutter Street intersection. Construction expected to begin soon. City of Marysville advising that water may be off several hours Friday afternoon, beginning around 1:30 in the neighborhood of 13th and Broadway for a valve replacement. Marysville Mayor Todd Fry, a recent guest on the party line, commented on recent council actions, including pay raises for city employees.
The city also has, the council, I should say, has approved a wage adjustment. We're increasing the wages of our city staff. We know inflation has been a challenge and our wage scale has needed some adjustment. So increased wages across the board, as well as increased our longevity bonus policy amount. It's been unchanged for far too long. And now we're going to be on par with county government and other government agencies locally. So we want to show our staff that we do appreciate the hard work they put in, and especially going into this winter season, they'll be putting in plenty of hours, not only getting our, you know, park, cemetery, and facilities ready for winter, but probably clearing some snow as well. So,
Marysville Mayor Todd Fry. The 12th annual Trail Life Gun Show in Marysville this Saturday and Sunday at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. For information, contact Buster Schmidt, 785-713-2398. Twin Valley Developmental Services' annual Christmas Cheer in the Pines is Friday evening at the Waterville Firehouse, with a festival of trees and holiday decor, live and silent auctions, raffles, cocktails, and hors d'oeuvres, as well as jazz for the season with the Blue Skies Brass Quintet. Public welcome 6 to 11:30 p.m. Friday. Enter through the Southwest Doors Firehouse in Waterville. MACT and the Marysville Eye Drama Dogs will present a Christmas Carol Friday and Saturday nights with a Sunday matinee in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Performance Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2. Blue Rapids Community Action Team will host a free will donation Thanksgiving dinner Saturday afternoon at 1 at the Community Center, open to the public. Local delivery in Blue Rapids, call Saturday at 785-363-6506. Gage County Courthouse Winter Lights activities Sunday will include caroling with the Homestead Harmonizers at 525, Santa's arrival at 555, and he and his helper turn on the courthouse lights in Beatrice Sunday at 6 p.m. Carol A. Scott, age 83, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at First Christian Church in Beatrice. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday from 3 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffiths Hoovendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Carol Scott. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, diced potatoes, garden blend, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, a taco burger with Mexican rice salad and fiesta fruit pudding. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny skies into Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Some sunshine but staying cooler into Monday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Still staying cooler throughout the day on Tuesday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, then mostly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. And a slight chance for some rain showers on Wednesday, partly sunny with our highs in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late November 52, record high on this date 72, the average low 30 and the record low 5 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:18, sunset this evening at 5:09. Clear skies and a chilly 30 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 21st of November. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Marysville Annual Soup Day is Thursday, November 21st, serving 11 to 7, with a variety of soups, sandwiches, as well as desserts. Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Soup Day Thursday. Dine in 11 to 7. Carry out available. For local delivery at noon, phone the church at 785-562-2046. Annual Soup Day Thursday, November 21st at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, 18th and Jenkins in Marysville.
40 years and an all-time record. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. It was inevitable and expected, and last night, UConn coach Gino Auriemma becomes the all-time winningest basketball coach in NCAA history. UConn beating Fairleigh Dickinson, and Auriemma passes former Stanford coach Tara Vanderveer for the all-time mark. As for the possibility of his record being broken at some point in the future?
The world's changed so much, you know. The game's changing. The role of coaches is changing. I don't know that coaches are going to want to be spending 40 years doing the same thing in the environment that they're doing it in now, or they're asked to do it in now.
UConn honoring Auriemma and longtime assistant Chris Daly for their four decades. UConn ranked second in the nation, top-ranked South Carolina, also winning last night, beating Clemson by 32 for their 43rd consecutive win, longest win streak in program history. NBA, the Warriors beat Atlanta by 23. Golden State now 11-3. Every other time they've started a season this well, they've reached the NBA Finals. Clippers 104-93 over the Magic. Knicks beat the Suns 138-122. Cavaliers bounced back from their first loss on Tuesday. Last night they beat the Pelicans by 28. Bucks get 41 from Giannis Antetokounmpo. They beat Chicago 122-106. Houston over the Pacers 130-113. Thunder top Portland by 10. Grizzlies 117-111 over the Sixers. Philly had that team meeting this week, but still dropped to 2-12.
We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA here. This is a franchise that there's always these high expectations.
Crossover.
Despite the fact that they have not really done squat in decades, and they lead the league in drama by a lot.
ESPN's Tim McMahon in the loss. Paul George leaves with a hyperextended left knee. On the ice, Kraken shut out the Predators 3-0. Maple Leafs 3-0 over Vegas. Sabres shut out the LA Kings 1-0. College Hoops third-ranked Gonzaga by 43 over Long Beach.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit usps.com/advantage.
It's a TVL shootout. Eight-man Division II substate Friday. Axtell entertains Frankfurt live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and we all want to look and feel our best. At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we will get you holiday ready with IV hydration, Botox, facial fillers, and laser hair removal. Perfect for that holiday glow and confidence at every party. To book your appointment, come on in to Sunflower Medical Clinic in Marysville or call us to step into the holiday season looking your best.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks were mixed Wednesday with the Dow Jones breaking a five-day losing streak and advancing 139 points, closing at 43,408. The NASDAQ composite slipped 0.1%. The S&P 500 finished flat. The Justice Department is demanding that Google spin off its Chrome browser, saying it gives Google an unfair advantage over its competitors. In a statement, Google says the DOJ demand represents unprecedented government overreach. This may take attention off the recent E. coli scare involving raw onions on the quarter pounder. For the first time since 2022, the McRib will return to the menu at McDonald's for a limited time starting December 3rd. Thanksgiving dinner, meanwhile, will gobble up less of your paycheck as the star of the show, turkey, drops 6% in price. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the cost of feeding 10 will average $58 or $5.80 per person. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Von Roth Land Brokers is proud to represent the Michael and June Myers Trust, offering over 800 acres of prime land in Marshall County, Kansas, located south of Waterville, to be sold at live auction Tuesday, December 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Don't miss your chance to invest in this unique opportunity to be sold in two tracts. For information, contact VonRoth.com or Henry Ott at 620-437-7340.
Good Thursday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, as we finish up the day yesterday, it was a kind of a mostly mixed day across the board. Mixed in the livestock, mixed in the grains. We'll go through the overnight pre-trade session here in just a moment. But through the livestock yesterday, again, as mentioned, kind of a choppy day of trade. December live cattle finished down 27 to 186.30. February to 187.92. That was down 7 cents. Now into the feeder cattle, we saw a mostly higher day, actually. The November contract was up 55 cents at 254.80. January up 32 to 252.32, and mostly higher for the hogs as well. December lean hogs up 97 to $80.52 per hundredweight. February was up 160 at 84.47. Into the grains and oil seeds now. We see a few cents higher for both Kansas City, Chicago, and spring wheat. As we see, December Kansas City wheat up 2 at 563 and 3 quarters. March is up 2 cents as well to 574 and 3 quarters. quarters. Oats are a few cents higher as well. December oats up 2.5 to 347 and a quarter. Into the row crops now, we see December corn unchanged at 430 and a quarter cent. March is to 440 and a half. That's up a half a cent as well. Taking a look into the oil seeds now, we see January soybeans up 2.75 to 993 and a quarter cent. March to 1001 and a half. That's up 2.25 cents. Soybean meal is down 10 to 289.30, and soy oil is higher. December up 32 at 43.60. Cotton is also higher. December cotton up 39 at 68.85. Taking a look now in the energy markets, crude oil up 143 at 70.18 per barrel. Unleaded gas is up 3 cents a gallon to 207. Heating oil up 4 at 226, and natural gas is up 19 at 338. Looking at the dollar index on the day, the December dollar is up 5 points currently at 106.67. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance and join farmers everywhere yielding an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. Unleash your greatest harvest yet with Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans. Call me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and find out why. With Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Getting spring-born heifers ready for breeding can be completed in various ways depending on the goal of the producer. K-State beef reproduction specialist Sandy Johnson discusses research that has influenced cattle producers' heifer development. She explains how their pattern of weight gain could impact their longevity.
The heifers that had a slow, then fast rate of development had a different number of follicles in their ovaries when they took those ovaries out. And I'm being very general here now, but a heifer is essentially born with all the oocytes she's going to have. There's some data that says as we change this pattern of growth, we've slowed down this decline in follicle number. And then the other piece of information that comes with that is some work at Clay Center where they've been able to keep those females around longer. And it appeared that those females with the slow then fast gains stayed in the herd longer.
Cattle producers may be aiming for a lower percentage of mature body weight for breeding, says Johnson.
It does appear that you can use a lower development weight. So rather than 60 to 65, maybe you're 55, 57% of mature weight. And there are some then commercial producers that are applying this. And so essentially they might keep all of their heifer calves with the exception of, you know, really wild, really unsound. And so they're going to expose all of these heifers to breeding, use a very short breeding season, and just keep those that get pregnant in that short period of time, and they're able to be profitable on those open yearling heifers.
She says what resource can help producers monitor their livestock and plans.
A scale is our best tool, and I know that's not always easy to get heifers across a scale. You know, and even if you're only weighing a trailer load of them, and that's the way you need to do it, you know, it pays to measure things, and that allows you to plan. And if you're not measuring weight, then at least be paying attention to body condition. Those really fleshy heifers, when they get to grass, just kind of sit there. And in my mind, it's almost wasted forage because they're hardly gaining because they're so fleshy, and that's just where they are. You know, so that's you can look at that different ways, but it's sure nice to see those heifers gain on grass.
That was K-State beef reproduction specialist Sandy Johnson with how cattle producers could adjust their spring-born heifer development. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated with a reminder, no sale next Thanksgiving Thursday. Today's sale begins 11 a.m. and includes over 1,100 head of early consignments, including 16 red and white faced steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 6, 21 Hereford steers and heifers at 500 pounds, 40 weighing in at 5 to 6, with 63 Hereford steers 5.5 to 7. 11 running age red Angus cow-calf pairs, calves are 1 to 2 months old, 12 black, 6 to 6-month bred cows, 5 black, black and white face, 3-year-old bred cows, 5 to 6 months bred, 4 red and white face, Hereford, 3 to 4-year-old bred cows, 5 to 6 months bred, 5 Charolais, red, bred cows, 5 to 6 months bred, 1 black cow-calf pair, calf is 2 weeks old, 2 18-month-old virgin Angus bulls, semen's checked, 12 black and white face, red and white face steers, nevers weighing 3 to 350, 10 weighing 3 to 350, 8 weighing 3 to 350, 19 mixed steers, nevers at 4 to 6, 10 black steers, nevers 4.5 to 650, 60 Charolais steers, nevers 4.5 to 650, 34 mostly black steers, nevers weighing 5 to 6, 5 black steers at 5 to 6, 18 black steers, nevers 5 to 6, 75 weighing in at 5 to 650, 90 black and red steers, nevers at 5 to 7, 7 black and white face steers, nevers 5 to 7, 40 black steers, nevers 5 to 7, with 20 weighing in at 6 to 650. 35 black and red steers, nevers weighing 6 to 7, 15 red steers at 6 to 750, 40 black steers, nevers weighing 6 to 8, 25 at 7 to 8, 238 black steers, northern origin, weigh 8.5 to 9, 60 black yearling steers, 8.5 to 9, 63 mixed steers at 9 to 925, and 60 black steers at 9 to 925. Again, those early consignment listings, 11 a.m. sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They will be closed next Thursday, Thanksgiving. 7:30 from KNDY, a chilly 30-degree start with cooler highs in the middle 40s on tap today. Then around 50 Friday, back around 60 Saturday into Sunday.
Buying your Thanksgiving turkey this weekend, we will share some rules of thumb for estimating what size you'll need on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had 2 masses on her brain. She is the single mother of 4 beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 21st, the 326th day of the year. Baseball great Stan Musial was born on this day in 1920, and in 1980, after a summer of asking who shot J.R., viewers tuned in to see J.R.'s mistress, Kristen Shepherd, holding the smoking gun. Here's a little help with that annual question for Thanksgiving chefs. What size turkey will I need? For larger gatherings, say 10 people or more, figure on 1.5 pounds per person. If you expect 12 people, for example, an 18-pound bird should feed them. Smaller birds have a lower meat-to-bone ratio, so allow 2 pounds per person for smaller gatherings. Both calculations allow for some leftovers. And here's a handy rule for estimating thawing time in the fridge. Allow 1 day for every 4 pounds. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check our holiday recipes at almanac.com.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the right price on several recent trade-ins, including half a dozen pickups. They have several brand-new 2024 and 25 Chevy Silverado pickups, 1500, 2500, 3500 models, plus the new Chevy Equinox, Malibu, and Chevy Trax, as well as a new Chevy Suburban, are awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Jayhawks women's basketball team says that they are pulling from the local pool talent with ongoing recruitment for the 2024-25 season. As KSNT News reports that according to the head coach, Brandon Schneider, and the Jayhawks, they have landed a new commitment from a 5-star forward, Jaliyah Davis, as of Tuesday this week. As the 6'2" standout made her commitment on Tuesday from her high school in Blue Valley North. Davis is an Overland Park native with a 5-star recruit for the class of 2025 and has been ranked number 17 nationally. According to Davis, she said she made the commitment for Kansas over having offers from Oklahoma, Texas, Baylor, and South Carolina. In other news, Washburn University's football team has announced that they will be having a new head coach for next season. As KSNC News reports that Craig Schierig has been the head coach for the past 22 seasons and said he is wrapping up his career as head coach with Washburn's final game against Northeastern State coming up this Saturday.
The Kansas High School Volleyball Association officially named their all-state selections for 2024, with many area athletes getting a nod. In Class 1A Division II, the Hanover Wildcats brought home six honors, with senior Anna Juneman, junior Katie Hawley, and sophomore Drew Bruna named first team. Sophomore Gracie Bruna was named second team, with juniors Allie Shale and Trinity Schlebach named third team. Hanover's head coach Melissa Hawley was also named the Class 1A Coach of the Year after guiding the Wildcats to a 42-1 season record, along with the Class 1A Division II state championship win over Lebo, the Wildcats' fifth straight championship game appearance, with three titles in that span. In Class 1A Division I, Centralia's senior Owen Dieters brought home first-team All-State honors, with fellow senior Tatum Kramer bringing home second-team, while sophomore Hayden Kramer brought home third-team honors. In Class 2A, a trio of Valley Heights Mustangs brought home honors, with junior Ava Smith being named first-team recipient, fellow junior Mia Vermitten named to the second team, with senior Ann Turber named to the third team. Ava Smith was also named the 2A Player of the Year for the state of Kansas. In football all-league honors, a trio of senior Marysville Bulldogs named first-team all-NCKL, with Ashton Schaefer offensive and defensive line, Will Otot all-NCKL quarterback and secondary, with Dakota Slupionic running back. Junior Cameron Wetter received honorable mention at linebacker.
Friday night, sub-state football action, 8-man Division II. In our broadcast feature, Axtell entertains Frankfort. Eagles are undefeated, the Wildcats 9-2 in a second meeting this season. 7 o'clock kickoff live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile app. On the other side of the bracket, undefeated Victoria's at undefeated Dighton. 8-man Division I, Clifton Clyde will host Central Plains. They're both 9-2. South Central and Hoxie square off. They're undefeated. Class 1A Valley Heights 9-2 heads to Conway Springs. They're undefeated. That's a 6 o'clock start Friday. Opposite Centralia 10-1 hosting Rossville 8-3. Finally, in Class 2A, Nemahal Central 10-1. Their only loss to Marysville in the season opener, hosting Council Grove 8-3. Opposite Beloit at southeast of Saline. Again, our broadcast feature Friday, Frankfort at Axtell, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY.